Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With Tatum on the play, with the flagrant there, did he come out of that okay? And what did you see on that play?
As far as I know, I mean, he looked like he was moving. I didn't ask him after the game. He looked like he was moving okay, but I'm sure he's fine.
Side of the road, $1 million man in a lower class home, chopping trees for needs of a spiritual kind, forever getting low while they try to be high. He
was Joe Mazzulla post game after Bam tried to take our superstar out last night. Wiggy,
yeah. Now, Tatum said after the game, excuse me, there was nothing. There wasn't.
What do you mean there was nothing there?
Yeah, I didn't see anything.
He's sticking his foot in there to try to hurt Jason Tatum.
I didn't see it that way.
Oh, okay.
Crazy stat from Bam. They were talking about it during the broadcast last night. He hasn't made a single three-pointer in the playoffs ever in his career.
Ever?
And I understand he's not a big three-point shooter, but at the same time, the first time he was in the playoffs, 2017.
Yeah, you would think he would have made one.
Not one.
Courtney, if you have a son, Bam DeTore, just perfect.
Okay, I'll add it to the list.
So you had no issue with that whatsoever?
No, I didn't have an issue with it because Tatum didn't have an issue with it. I think he said after the game, like, it was kind of like one of those things where the whistle was already blown and, like, kind of everybody stopped, and then Tatum just kind of puts it up there, and Bam's just, like, trying to stop him from shooting it, and he landed on his foot. I didn't see that as a dirty play. I mean, we're watching it on Twitch right now. It doesn't look dirty to me.
Yeah. I mean, look the way it's literally, to me, it's the way he places, he's trying to place his foot under his in order to get him to turn the ankle, as far as I'm concerned. So.
Yeah, the Caleb Williams, that was dirty. This is, you know, I
but they
that.
Don't, do you like the fact that the Celtics don't really respond?
I mean, like
it's
it.
Not, it's the second time, essentially, mm-hmm. that you have somebody trying to do something to Jason Tatum,
mm-hmm.
and nobody responds. I don't know that Jason Tatum needs to, but, I mean, if you go back to Celtics Pistons and Bill Laimbeer.
Well, they did respond. They respond. Jalen, Courtney brought it up. Jalen Brown responded when Caleb Martin tried to take
sort
him.
Of.
Like, on the court, he went up.
Yeah, he went
his
after
chest
him.
Was out. He was.
Greg, I would say if the Celtics retaliate, then the Heat win.
Yeah.
Because all they want to do is get the Celtics off their game and extend the series. If the Celtics win this in five, that's the best revenge. Just get past these guys, say, all right, we're on to the next.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Celtics and Pistons were equals at that time, whereas the Heat are, you know, an afterthought.
Hey, yeah. you're talking about the 80 Celtics Pistons?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a different era. That was and the way they played. Both teams, they played that style of basketball.
Ordway just went into the Twitch chat and said, great point, Greg.
Oh, he loves that.
Well, I don't mind it. Like, I don't mind if you got guys who are their intention is to be flagrantly dirty, then I don't mind if you respond physically a little bit here and there.
Like, right, I get that point, but Bam's not that player. And the sports are different.
Bam is what? Not
He's not
player?
That player. It's okay, just like in hockey. Look at your thing in hockey. I mean, they don't like the Bruins don't respond to some of the game has changed, and Curtis is right. It's not worth going to their level when you're a better team.
I think it's nice when they stand up for each other on the court. What I really love is after when they're asked about it, how they treat it like nothing really happened. That's the best part about it.
This is Steve. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, people. How are we today?
What's up, Steve?
You know, if you look at the play, Greg, you said no one responded. Al Horford got a technical foul on that play because he came in and he bumped by the bottle from behind, and he pushed him out of the way. So he did come to the aid of Tatum.
Okay.
I don't know why you guys, they don't have to kill him. I mean, Jesus. And the dirty part of the play was when he pushed him.
Yeah.
He landed on his foot, but he gave him a shove. I saw that. I agree with that.
I want blood. Sorry. I apologize.
You're not going to get blood in basketball, brother.
Greg
definitely not going to get him in the hoop.
Greg wants old Kevin McHale, Kurt Rambis.
I want a clothesline.
Clothesline.
I want a good clothesline. Yeah.
No one, not everybody can be tough guys like you.
Those days are long gone. Well, you're going to need for that? You're going to need your boy Draymond Green for that.
All right. Well, Bruins with a chance to close it out.
You get your glasses fixed, and all of a sudden you want to throw blows at people here.
I need a new pair of glasses.
That ear pain, it's really driving him nuts.
What are you waiting for?
I know.
I mean, you've been saying this for
someone else to pay for it.
Live across the street from a Warby Parker.
I have to go get an eye exam if I'm going to get new glasses. I don't have the time for an eye exam. I am.
They take 5 minutes.
Yeah. I am very busy. I have an entire Karen Reed trial to watch every single day.
What was that video?
Are we getting to that during the news?
Yeah, we are.
And that video they put up?
What?
I guess there was a video that
they put up a video of all of
like
them showing up to the scene.
They
showed
a lot.
That was at.
Well, you can please, if you're not going to watch, don't try to throw it. Like, you're not educated on the Karen Reed.
I was asking, what's that snow video? I thought it was
them
like,
showing up where his body was.
Okay, yeah. I thought it was right after that.
They showed that in court yesterday. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot to unpack when it came. Did anybody else watch, or is it just me and Courtney?
I checked out the YouTube stream just to see the comments.
Okay.
I bought streaming for the flight.
Wow.
You did?
I couldn't believe some of the things that came out yesterday. In
what way? Like,
thought it was wild that the defense is alleging that the state police officer involved in investigating the murder, Michael Proctor, took Karen Reed's phone and then was texting with his high school buddies about how he wished she would kill herself.
Correct.
What?
And then said that he was looking on her phone for nudes.
And he should not have been able to go through her phone.
Correct. No.
And was looking for nudes, was upset he didn't find any.
I thought that was, that was made in a statement, the opening statement by the defense. So they would then have to, at some point, prove that with the actual text messages or witnesses. But it is of interest to me that you have somebody investigating somebody else for murder, who is a Massachusetts State Police officer, and is looking on their phone for nudes.
It is.
That doesn't seem right.
So unbelievable how the defense was able to do their opening statements where they were not allowed to point to somebody else that could have killed John O'Keefe, but they did everything to toe the line.
Yeah.
Because the judge ruled that they couldn't bring that up in opening statements.
But they did a good job with that.
They did a great job with that.
Yeah.
It is, and I even think watching the video that you're talking about, Wiggy, with the snowy scene, everybody showing up, the first cop to show up on scene when they found John O'Keefe's body, I don't know why the prosecution thought that would help their side. Myself watching it, I think it showed a distraught Karen Reed who was like, what the F is going on? And everybody else seemed too calm.
Did the prosecution, did they have their opening?
They did.
Okay. And how'd you feel about theirs?
They deferred.
I felt like it was like landed like a fart in church, as the saying goes. I was not as impressed, but I have an open mind. I don't know what happened.
Me neither.
But I cannot stop watching.
All right.
But I don't know if the entire region is as focused on the trial as Courtney and I are. I can't tell.
No.
There were over 10,000 people watching live when I saw it yesterday.
There were?
On YouTube.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so that's a lot of people.
All right, anyway, we should get to the news, Courtney.
Okay.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for...
And AI is helping the National Weather Service predict weather events. Webb telescope.
The news.
I found it when I turned on my phone and saw that. I thought, my God, what is this?
With your host, Courtney Cox.
And a Stoughton woman.
The news is sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health, with four locations, including their newest in Woburn, with appointments as early as 7 a.m. Visit northeastmenshealth.com for more.
It's an age as old as time.
On WEEI.
A student at a Lynn charter school stabbed a staff member multiple times yesterday morning. The staff member has not been identified, but the 18-year-old student has been. It's Larnell Jean Eustach of Chelsea. They're in police custody. The staff member expected to survive, luckily. Mm. We can hear from one student talking to BZ.
Everybody was locked in their classroom for about 3 hours, and we couldn't really go anywhere.
Damn. Yeah.
So scary.
Okay.
So.
You're a big metal detectors in schools guy,
always.
Right?
I still don't know. I don't get what the reasoning on why people or parents don't want them. It just, metal detectors and uniformed police officers, just like you get at the airport.
Big thing in Tennessee because they just passed a law that would allow teachers to be armed in the classroom.
Why not just hire law enforcement to do it?
You know what the answer is? More guns. I think that'll solve the problem.
So you're not in favor of that, Curtis.
So the teacher's job is to educate, babysit, feed, and protect with an armed weapon.
Yeah, all teachers are not, you know, gonna be gun people. So just hire law enforcement. Treat schools like you treat airports or you treat any federal building.
And you know what the answer to this is? Instead of investing in metal detectors, which I might be okay with, Wiggy, I'm not trying to argue the point. Mm-hmm. It is all about mental health. The people that go on these rampages are bullied online, are unable to escape their pain and anguish at home and elsewhere.
Yeah.
And they need to be given proper psychological treatment.
You're also dealing with a bunch of kids, and not saying that there wasn't, you know, this crazy mass shooting, school shooting situation before COVID, but now you have a bunch of kids that missed out on 2 years of their lives being locked in their homes. I'm seeing now the college seniors who are, you know, getting ready to walk across the stage at graduation, who weren't able to do it 4 years ago when it was their high school graduation. USC just canceled graduation. So now they're not able to do that because of all the protests that are going on.
No.
Like, the fact that those kids are getting screwed left, right, and center.
Yeah.
They missed out on high school graduation, and now these universities are going to shut down their graduation after 4 years.
Yeah, they shouldn't shut down the graduation for the kids who aren't protesting.
Yes. And I mean, Columbia is a whole nother situation where that is a disaster, what's going on there.
Yeah.
They just took over one of the school buildings.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine being a student or being a parent of a student that missed out on a big moment for finishing high school and now could be missing out on a big moment finishing college.
Greg, okay. Do you think there will be any repercussions for the kids who took over the school building, or will they just see grief counselors?
They will probably bring in grief counselors, I would assume, Sean. Well, the Emerson kids, all of them want their... First of all, they were enraged, and so were some of their parents.
Mm-hmm.
That the photograph of them being arraigned was put into the Boston Herald and showed their faces.
Mm-hmm. Imagine.
And
could you imagine being the parent of a kid doing that and you're mad about the masking? Like, it's unbelievable to me, but that's why these kids are the way they are.
It's the parents' fault.
And could you imagine, not to sound like an old head, but I break a rule in college.
Just say Liddy at the end.
And how deluged you'd have to be that you go in and break a rule. Like, I got caught drinking at BC. Shocker, right?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of punishing me, we have a negotiation about my outcome.
Yeah, like, well, what? you would have demands.
Right. Oh, yeah.
You would say, I have demands, and until they're met, like, I am not going to accept my punishment.
What a backwards world.
Well, that's because the world we live in doesn't believe in, you know,
punishing people for their actions.
You can't punish your kid. You know, what's the saying? Spare the rod, spoil the child.
Right? Well done, Wiggy.
You can't punish a kid no more. If you give a kid a little whack or something like that, or put him or her in a corner and are a little bit like, you can't do it because what did you say the new thing is now? The new parenting style?
Oh, gentle parenting.
Gentle parenting, yeah. Right? You can't yell at a kid no more.
There was a girl that was at BU the other day. It was all over social media where she was chanting, "What's the problem with the world today? Israel and the USA." Like, what?
Meanwhile, the USA is about to pay for their college.
Right. What's a better chant, that one or the global warming protesters at the private jet in Devon's last week? I don't know.
You know who doesn't want the rod spared? Shime.
Mm.
He says, do not spare the rod, right. Punish the man.
Yep.
Kids call the cops on their parents. If I ever said, Mom, I'm calling the cops on you, right?
Yeah, oh, forget right, a bongo. We gotta take a break.
Bongos.
Yep. We'll get to the rest of the news with Courtney next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.